Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Although he's no gamer, he's just a complainer. Phil plays Elden Ring. Now he's a tarnish, there's sure to be carnage as Phil plays Elden Ring. As Filthy plays Elden Ring.
Hello, weary traveller. And welcome to the latest episode of Filthy's Elden Ring Stings. I'm your host, Deadbeat Punk or Christopher Love, whichever you prefer. But as always, it's that prick, Filthy!
I thought I'd go with a General Melchior intro today. Don't know why. But
I thought that was a sheep.
Thank you, yeah. It's one or the other. that was his big bit of Stephen Fry there. Or...
A sheep.
Yeah, Dolly the sheep.
Yeah.
One or the other. That's where my head's at. How are you?
Well, before speaking about where my head's at, because this covers where my head's at normally, we have to warn people. Going forward, there will be bad language.
Dang it.
Dear me. Not only bad language, there's also going to be spoilers. Because, Filthy, you've been playing a game.
I've been playing that game. We all play that game. No, not that game.
This game of life that makes you swear. Spoilers, you die at the end.
A lot. Yes, I've been playing FromSoft's game Elden Ring and reporting in on a regular basis. So if you don't want to find out what happens in Elden Ring, don't listen, really.
Get out of here.
Or if you want to know how I've been doing, maybe go back to the start, the Elderflower pilot episode, and get your way up to here. And then, hi, nice to meet you.
So you're all caught up.
Amazing. The power of technology.
Telling you, with all that out of the way, we can start swearing and induce some ring stings.
Excellent. So once again, how are you doing?
I'm fucking superb. What about you, Sunshine?
Yes, I'm good. I'm centred. Centred this week is the phrase
you look
I'd use.
Calm.
I don't know
he's moved his laptop, ladies and gentlemen, so he's in a different room.
Yep, there's a nice aura here.
He's got a light behind him. It kind of makes a halo around his head.
That's just away from the glow of the Xbox, really. This is what I look like when I'm not playing Elden Ring. Just
this is like, you're going outside now?
Yeah.
Just moving to a different room?
might summer here, you know, maybe. Put up a wheel.
So last week was a good week.
Oh, it was a very good week. Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned it at the time. It mightn't have come up. I don't remember. But I killed Melania. Yeah. Don't know if that came up.
Congratulations.
Got her killed.
You also played the banjo, which really seemed to strike a chord with people.
That's a good pun. There's a little pun there.
Wasn't there? Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Whereas you've been getting misanthropic and sarcastic, I've got punny. It feels like I've got the arse end of this trade.
You've been honing in on your wordplay. Mm. Yeah, excellent. Yep, that's what you need to be doing.
So yes, Baby Shark.
Yeah, I like a bit of a Baby Shark. I think what's great about Baby Shark is it's three syllables, and it's amazing how many three-syllable sentences you can come up with that are satisfying.
Indeed. How deep.
I invite the listeners to send in their own favourites.
Send me your three syllables.
What can you sing to the tune of Baby Shark? You know, ice cold pint stout. Did it save it? It works with everything. Yeah. Yep. See.
If you do want to record a Christmas single, I'll be happy to produce it.
It's fast approaching. This could be the way forward. We could donate the profits to charity.
Or we could just pretend to. like Lad Baby does.
That is true. Aspersions have been cast by the hit podcast, Filthy Zelda and Ringstings, as to the financial. The money was just resting in my account.
We will see you in court, Lad Baby. Filthy fears no man, not with a katana in his hand.
And as we know, not babies either, or children, because I've killed plenty of those. So
I've killed lads and babies by the bucketful.
I fear not a singing one.
Well, oh dear. Not a lot of catching up to do this week. Will we get to the ring stings?
Let's get stinging.
So I've finally come down from the majesty of beating the woman. And I'm back now. Because she was only an optional boss and just a personal bugbear, I have to actually now focus on the actual game. So that's disappointing, because that leaves me back at Faramazul, crumbling Faramazul. And as I mentioned, two bosses, one of which I have just beaten. He was the, what did we decide? He was the brother or cousin of the guy that stood outside the city, and I don't have my horse and he has his. That guy, yeah, him. Just killed him. I will be honest, and this will get me in trouble, I can already hear you. I used a little cheese hack that I saw to beat him. Feel a little bit empty inside, I suppose. It's not quite the same, is it? So having said that, I will definitely do it again if I have to. So, yeah.
You're becoming quite the connoisseur of cheese, Filthy. Fromage de Filthy.
I don't know. It was just, I mean, they've so rarely worked for me because they've patched so much.
That doesn't make it any better, you rotten, smelly, cheesy bastard.
I know. I'm sorry.
Why play the fucking game if you're not going to play it?
Well, this one was good because it was kind of a little sneak operation, so it felt like it was, you know,
a little sneaky cheese.
Little sneaky, yeah. Little, you know, brie under the, you know, under a hanky or something. You know, just sneak it in there. A mozzarella bite. Just a little mozzarella bite.
A sneaky triangle in the back pocket that hopefully you don't forget about.
Exactly. A little Dairy Lee dunker that no one knows about, you know.
Apart from the cheese and my general disgust at cheese, your description of this guy is not ringing one bell.
You know, is
don't
his
do
cousin,
this to me. This is like when your mum's trying to tell you about somebody's cousin that shot himself in the foot.
You went to school with his uncle.
Yeah, they're getting flashbacks here. Asher, you know him. Him with the face.
You know him. Him. Look, we definitely had a talk at the time because he's got tree in his name, but he doesn't look like a tree, so that's weird for a start. That's why I'm suspicious of him.
And it's not the tree sentinel guys on horses that Amos was talking about.
I think it might be. Yeah.
So why did you say no last time?
I don't know. Insanity, Your Honor. He's not fit to stand trial.
I've got a katana. Yeah, I think, fuck you.
I think they're called tree sentinels, but they don't look like trees. So that's just because then there are the things that look like trees and they're called like Erd trees. So like why? I want to talk about this later, the fact that this whole game only has like three fucking names in it. So like, yeah.
Everything's a fucking tree.
Everything's either a tree or a finger to these people. There's a game to play at home. Tree or finger, you have to tell me.
So before we move on to the next note, I just want you to know that I was so sorry to hear that your buzz from beating that woman has finally worn off. Do you no longer feel like the big man?
I had to go shrinking back to my old ways after all that women bashing that I was doing last week.
Oh, you have to do what makes you happy, Filthy.
I know. Do you want me to tell you how I cheesed him? Or are you not bothered?
I don't think you're reading the room on my attitude with cheese, Filthy.
Yeah, I'm probably not.
No. So tell me, how did you not play the game?
Well, it was something that I'd never thought of doing before, which is you got to a key location.
Getting good?
No, God, no, no. I wouldn't do anything drastic like that. I got to a key location behind him, and then you actually exited.
Katana up his arse.
No, that would have been honourable compared to what I did. I exited the game, and I've never considered doing this before, and I don't know how it worked, to be honest with you. But in this instance, I exited the game, and whenever you reload it, you're standing behind him, and he doesn't know you're there. And you can cast a little spell. I used a poison spell, and you can just keep wafting, I'm going to say wafting this poisonous cloud at him and his horse from behind, and it depletes him, and he doesn't even know that he's dying, which is, that's a bit sad, I will admit. It's a bit cruel, in a way.
That's fucking disgusting.
You're sitting watching his energy deplete while you're standing there watching him die slowly. Just watching his big horse's arse and his tail swinging, and then it swings less and less.
You would poison a teapot, you fucking coward.
It was, I know, it's not my boldest moment, but it worked, so... That's all I care about. I get results, damn it.
Exiting the game's a new low.
I have to admit, it felt a little strange, and I know this would never happen, but only a little bit. Like, I thought to myself, wait, this doesn't wipe the game, does it? Because if this wipes 200 hours...
No, there isn't enough karma on the planet for that to happen. Start again.
Instead of "you died" on the screen, it just comes up "you cheated" and back to the start you go.
Cheesed as fuck.
It could go full Jumanji, and because I tried to cheat, it could have sucked me into the game, and then I would have had to find my own katana and so fight Melania.
Technically, it is a dead as fuck scenario.
Yes, I would like to,
but I didn't catch a name, so I can't just say poor poisoned horseman.
We'll have to call him Gareth, the cousin of the city watch man. That's his official title.
Gareth. Ah, sure. You know him. You know his cousin, the city man watch.
Got the big job in the city. You know, he did well for himself. He left and he went and got the job in the city. But Gareth left behind here to guard, whatever the hell he's guarding. I haven't even figured that out yet. But, him.
Him. Dead as fuck. You cheesy bastard. Shall we treat ourselves to another audio note?
Let's.
Beating that knight, by the way, is less than now with the one boss to fight. I think storyline-wise, this is it. I kind of have to do this, and then there'll be a final area. Final area, and that's the whole game. So this boss is the big sack of shit with a knife. Him. He is quite the character. I've just beaten his first phase there for the first time. Through luck, definitely. I won't be doing that again anytime soon. But his second phase, see his cutscene, the big sack of shit melts off him, and he turns into it's not really a lion. He's got a black armor and a mane of grey hair. He's something to do, something like the Lord of the Black Knife or something. The Lord of, but it's interesting. He also has a load of moves that kill you really quick, as you might expect. So let's see what he's about.
So the big sack of shit with a knife is a major character.
Yeah, who'd have thought? I didn't see it coming.
No, the way you described it, I thought it was similar to the trumpet bastards you used to talk about.
Oh, no. I mean, he was a big boss thing. Okay, we're gonna. This is going to be hard because I don't remember how I described it the first time around. I have encountered the big sack of shit before. Now, that was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told you that somebody in the Happy Friends Club sent me away to somebody and they were going to help me, but it turned out that they just killed you. And that was the big sack of shit. Yeah, and that was the big sack of shit at the time. So I didn't expect, and I did manage to get him killed, but I didn't expect to see him again. And here he is, still aggressive, still wearing a cloth sack instead of having a personality. And he's got a big knife, motherfucker, stick him up. That's who he was in his first phase.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he was. And then... yeah, managed to get him beat, and all of a sudden he transforms.
Yes,
transforms,
so like his shit melts off.
It does. The sack just sort of disappears, like a butterfly shedding its cocoon, I'm going to say.
To become not really a lion.
Essentially, yeah. Some of the things in this game are so abstract looking, and it's got like man hair, but like, kind of looks like a lion.
Man hair.
You know, man hair.
Fabio.
But it's like, Exactly. Nice shoulder length, grey, flowing mane. But not like a lion's mane, like a man mane. But it's on a lion's face. He's wearing armour.
That doesn't sound really like a lion at all.
he's wearing armour, I don't know why. And he's got a tail, I think. I couldn't count how many legs he had. A few now. He's quite aggressive, quite a nasty character. And
given the nickname you give him, I'm not surprised.
Well, exactly. I do tend to rub these people up the wrong way. I don't know how. His name's Black.
Cheezing.
This is gonna come back to haunt me. I know. I think this black knife thing. If you read into the lore, and I haven't. I'm assuming it's the same as my favorite summons, Black Knife Tick, Tish, whatever he's called. They all mention black knives. Mm-hmm. So is that a song? Night of the Black Knight, Last Night of the Long Knives, or Night of Dance for Thousand Knives? I don't know. If I find one, I'll put it on the playlist.
Play it in your banjo. But,
yeah. Get you a little country version. But I think it's linked. There's probably some lore there about, because they all use the same attack. The reason I like Black Knife Tick so much is because he can fire this red thing at people and it depletes their energy continuously for a minute or two. Hmm. That guy could do this to me and it wasn't as funny when it was done to me. Let me tell you, I did not like the taste of my own medicine in that scenario.
I have to say too, Lord of the Black Knife, that's a much better nickname than the big sack of shit with a knife.
I know, we did upgrade him when I started to, take him more seriously. So that's where I was at that point, trying to figure out what shape this thing is, and more importantly, how to kill it. Mm.
Speaking of killing us, shall we move along to the next audio note?
Oh, swiftly.
Sack of shit's dead. Well, yeah, I'm really happy with that. Him and then that secondary version, whatever that was. I'm quite pleased because it didn't take me that long. I've only really been doing it today. And I did it off my own steam. So, I mean, I'm not going to sound cocky because God knows what's going to happen next. It's going to be horrible. But he's dead. Yeah, it's a good old fight. I felt like I was going to get it, and I did. Used the moon veil. Got back to basics here, guys. And, big cutscene here. So, let's see what fresh hell awaits.
Big sack of shit with a knife. Dead as fuck. A big sack of dead shite with a knife. A dead sack of knife shite. As fuck.
Delete where applicable. Yeah, I got him. It was that was a hard fight. I mean, I'm actually for once not going to call it the hardest fight I've ever had. I think I'm going to have to retire that moniker now because of
just bored myself. Of it.
Well,
it feels like you just want a clap in the back because you actually beat a boss in the way it was intended to be beaten. And I don't want to reward your earlier cheesy behavior. So
I know. I'm kind of looking the kudos here. And yeah,
it's not going to happen.
I know. I should know better than to be sitting around kind of waiting for the praise. That doesn't happen very often. Not in this life. Yeah, I did this. It's kind of not a lot to say, so I did the things. I think it's interesting that I'm just going back to type, reverting to type after all my checking and trying out different weapons. And
yeah, straight back to the moon veil.
Yeah. It has that great little attack that happens really quickly for a start. You really fire it off, and then you're still holding a big sword, so if you get the chance at all, you can do a few slashes while you're there.
Would you use a staff like a prick when you can use spells with a katana?
This is, you got to think smart. It's like the Swiss Army knife of, massive knives, the Moonveil Katana, available at all good retailers. The must-have Christmas present, the Moonveil Katana, from Mattel.
Yeah, as you say, not much to say in this one, but I did have it in my notes to call you a fucking blackguard because of your cheesing habits, and I just wanted to say it out loud.
Fair enough. I have to respect your decisions in that.
You have no choice. Next ring sting.
Following the cutscene, I knew this was going to happen. I've been brought now back to the capital city, but it's all changed because of the time I set fire to everything. So everything's on fire, or sandy for some reason, and it's pretty abandoned, which is great. Not many things wanting to kill me. I found the first thing, though, to try and kill me. We're definitely getting into the end game here, I think, from the way they're talking. This guy he sounded a bit like Sean Bean in Game of Thrones. He was proper northern. I don't know why somebody in Elden Ring would be this northern, but he were. He was from Yorkshire, and he said no tarnished could be Elden Lord, not even you. You can't kill a god. Which doesn't sound great for me. Sounds like I'm going to have to try and kill a god. That's probably not going to go well, let's face it.
Filthy, what have I told you about doing fucking accents on the show? It's very funny off air, but we do not do them on the show.
I just thought it was funny when, you know, I was all caught up in myself. I was feeling, I don't know, just cocky about getting this far. And I thought, I think what's really happened, because what might happen as a result of this note,
mm-hmm.
is that we might get some feedback that half the characters have got this sort of accent or something similar. But because I play it on mute, I've had no fucking idea. I mentioned I listen to music. I don't listen to the characters talking very often.
I thought you just have it like down low or something. I didn't realize you had it silenced.
Yeah, no, I have it on zero when I have like music playing a lot of the time. So
How do you hear attacks coming?
I don't. People just attack me. I assume that's just what happens.
So you've been playing this without one of your key senses.
What? Do they signal attacks?
Well, things like magic, yeah.
Right.
And I know when Sekiro, you knew when to counter, when to parry, when there were certain sounds. Like, characters will shout when they're doing a certain attack. That's how you know something's coming.
What, seriously?
Oh, honestly, yeah.
It'd be...
Like, all animations have sounds attached to them. If somebody sees you in a distance and sounds off a horn, how do you know? How do you know people have been alerted?
I just assumed that nobody liked anybody in this game, and that nobody really to talk to each other, or anybody made any noise.
Is this how you killed Bach?
Oh, shit. I mean... I wasn't listening at the time. When I walked into the room, he might have said something. I wouldn't have known.
He wished you a top of the morning, and you murdered him.
there's a very real possibility that happened now.
Oh dear. Yeah, I thought you just had it turned down a bit. I didn't realize you had it muted.
Yeah, I just listened to music. I thought, what could go wrong? What's the harm?
Filthy, you're on a podcast. You need to know how important the audio medium is.
I listen to podcasts sometimes rather than listening to poor little seamstresses.
And did they not tell you to listen?
No, nobody told me nothing. You'd almost swear I went into this game not knowing a thing about it.
Blind and deaf by the sounds of it.
So
I wanted to lecture you about using accents on the show, and now I'm disgusted that you've been muting the entire fucking...
I mean...
You complained about this fucking game having no music.
I meant no worthwhile. I just assumed...
It's on mute.
I just heard the odd drum beat and dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and I thought, all right, so that's all there is to it. Like, that's fine. I don't need to worry about that. I'm bored. I'm going to put on a bit of, I don't know, a bit of Iron Maiden or something.
Oh, dear me.
I put on a bit of Iron Maiden to set the atmosphere for myself because I didn't think there was any music in it.
Well done, Filthy. 12 episodes and still learning. I'll go back to notes here. So you've returned to the big smoke and met Sean Bollocks. Thankfully, nobody from Yorkshire listens to our show and won't be offended by your awful imitations.
I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, well, you would.
I know. But yeah, he sounded like Sean Bean, as it turns out maybe half of the cast do. I'll just never know now. the area, so I had read in some of the guides about when you get to this stage, you know, have everything done that you want to do in the capital city before you cause this to happen. Mm-hmm. Because the city, you know, once you start a new game or something or whatever, however that works. I still don't understand that, by the way. You can explain it to me when I come across it. But anyway, for now, the city's dead. Anything that I would have wanted to do there can't be done because it's all sand. It's just sand.
Just sand.
Just sand. Bit of stone. Was about it. So went into the one, and there only is one building. You don't need a walkthrough for this because there's only one place to go.
Just a map. You are here.
You are here. That's literally all it is. So went in there, met Sean Bean, and yeah, he's not very optimistic about my chances in the future.
Oh dear.
Even though I've got this far without even listening to him or using a shield. So Elden, you know,
guidance, I think counselor.
Yeah, I think. I deserve a bit of respect, Sean. But all the same, he wants to kill me, as you might expect, because everybody wants to kill you. And that's
do you have the subtitles on, at least?
Yeah, oh no, I have the subtitles on. I mean, I'm not mental, you know. But I just didn't know that the people talked in funny voices and there was music playing whenever they tried to kill you. That's new to me this week.
Ah, it still boggles me. You can read characters by what they shout. You know what they're going to do next? They're grunts before a big attack, and it's like, ho-ho, sunshine, I know what you're going to do.
This is blowing my mind. It's genuinely...
not as much as it's blowing mine. Next thing.
Yeah, I killed Sean Bean. It wasn't too hard or anything, so that's okay. That's okay. Just a little dead as fuck. I'm straight on to the next guy. Why is there only like three names in this whole game? It's not a wonder I have to come up with my own. He's called Godfrey. I'm sure he's not the first Godfrey I've fought, but he's the first ever Elden Lord, or so he says. He's also incredibly powerful. So, yeah, let's remain optimistic for now, but let's see where this ends up. Probably a lot of swearing and crying, I'd imagine.
Yeah, so I've killed Sean Bean. He's dead. She could hear there.
Yes, Filthy. Thanks for letting us know, Filthy. Sean Bean, dead as fuck.
Thank you. See, I only like it when you do it.
Have you ever given yourself a dead as fuck?
I think I did one in one of my audio notes at one point in the game, but I've never... Oh, and I've obviously Melania got quite the...
Because you owe me £1 every time you say it.
I've copyrighted, I forgot about that. Yeah, he's dead. Wasn't too hard or anything.
Sean Bean dies a lot.
He does, doesn't he?
Prick.
It's kind of his thing. So he's dead.
These three names in the entire game, are you sure it wasn't the same person?
Well, I've given it a bit of thought. And I mean, yes and no. I think, because right, this Godfrey guy, I've definitely fought Godfreys before. One of them I've remembered.
I've met Godfreys like you before.
I have. One of them was like a ghosty goldy colour, so it might have been this guy. But no, this guy looks completely different. But I've definitely heard people talk about being the first Elden Lord, so I don't know. But apart from him, like, you've got Margaret, Magit, Melania, like, there's a lot of M names there, right? And then you've got your G's, your Godfrey, you've got... the other Godfrey, apparently. And now I think there's another one. So that's not right.
Godric,
yes, there was Godric. Exactly. Because, yeah, I made the Harry Potter reference. But Godric's the only time I've heard that name is in Harry Potter. So there's him as well. And then I can't think of any other character names, especially because I made
it. Oh, wow. I bet there only is three in the entire fucking game.
So as far as I can figure. I mean... As I say, who else? I mean, there's Bach, I suppose, but that's why he had to go, isn't it? Because
can't have a only one B in the game.
One syllable. Come on, that's no use. And I don't get it. I don't know why you would make all your characters have such similar names. Because Stephen, there's I think there's a Lilith, but then there's like a Malik, and that's kind of similar. It just doesn't work for me.
You don't look very confident when you're telling me these names.
Well, then you have to remember as well, as we figured out, there was the witch that gave me the horse, and she even changes her name halfway through. But I'm even going to Google it. When she changes her name, she changes it to something really, really similar. I'm going to Google it for you, but let's face it, I've no idea what I would Google because I can't remember either of her names. Was she Rani? Rani? But what was she before she was Rani? You do get my point, though. Come on, I'm not going mad. As it finally happened, she definitely had a different.
It's possible.
She was called Rena, and then she changes her name to Rani.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Why? Why would you do that? So not only am I saying that there's lots of characters with the same name, I'm saying then there's other single characters with multiple names, and that's not necessary either.
And it is the same character. It's not like two different characters that look the same.
No. I've had it confirmed now. For no reason at all, she tells you when you first meet her one name, and then about one encounter later, two encounters later, she goes, "Oh wait, by the way, actually, no, my name's Rani. I was only joking about that." And that's why, just needlessly vague. I mean, they could have done like the Ninja Turtles or something, and they had easy to remember names, and they're named after famous people. Why didn't they do that? Have one of the bosses is Donatello?
Like Millennia.
Yeah, one of the bosses is Donatello. The other one's Leonardo. You know, would have been
trademark. Good. You'd have to pay a pound every time somebody used it.
Nah, that's no good.
Anyway, just stick with this. Is boring the piss out of me. What isn't boring the piss out of me is the promise of swearing, crying, and frustration in the upcoming ring stings.
Yeah, he's a big fella. I've fought him. I've fought in this arena before. Christ knows who. They probably had a very similar name, I'm willing to bet. But so I'm used to. And the last person I fought here took a long time, and he's stronger than anybody I've ever fought.
Toughest fight so far.
Possibly. Not as tough. Well, I don't know. She just looms so large in my life now, Melania. But
a presence.
But he's a big fella, tough. He has a wolf on him. That's odd.
He has a wolf on him.
Yeah. So I might mention that. I don't want to say any more than that in case I don't remember what's in the second.
I don't remember what I said. Next ring sting.
So I've found an approach I like for this big lad. And I'm using the old Blasphemous Blade. Yeah. And some listeners will be happy to know that I'm actually using the Mimic tier as my summon of choice, because there's a couple of spells I have that do damage that the Mimic will do, like me, and also use the Blasphemous Blade. So I've managed to get into his second phase there without too much problem for the first time ever. You know, obviously there will be problems in the future because I only get lucky once, as we know. But I've seen his second phase. It's hyper aggressive. Oddly, the biggest issue I have with it is his moves that he does all involve picking you up and throwing you across the room, which is fine. And I have enough health. Thanks for the tip, guys. Genuinely, I have enough health to withstand them. But my problem, on a very basic level, is that whenever you land, you're not focused on him anymore because he threw you that hard. He must have knocked you unconscious. And you're facing the wrong direction. And I don't know why focusing on people is such a problem. But it's that little split second sort of fuck up that is causing me the trouble at the minute. But yeah, this fight feels, I don't want to say doable, because it'll be days, let's face it, but I'm not as terrified, I guess. And if that's the one gift Melania has given me along with her big sword, then maybe we've all grown a little.
The biggest issue you have is being tossed off so hard you find it difficult to focus on the other person afterwards. It's a problem that affects us all, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's that's definitely what I said. he's really powerful. So yeah, I'd say it in the notes, but genuinely, I would be fucked at this stage if I hadn't maybe put a bit more HP on there. So
listeners. Oh, you can say it.
I know, bit of gratitude for what's
yeah.
Wouldn't go miss.
So yeah, he grabs you, throws you up in the air, and then like punches you while you're in the air, or else you bang off something.
What a bastard.
That's rude, is what it is.
No need for it.
His cutscene into his second phase is funny, because when he meets you the first time, he looks like a big Viking, but he's got like a ghost lion wrapped around him. And then in the second phase, he rips the ghost lion off himself and goes, oh, thanks, you've done your bit. And you're thinking, well, he hasn't, because I've got killed you this far. And then he starts fighting you again, is what he does. So, yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'd like to point something out as well that was very disappointing to me, mm-hmm. about this, is that when I beat Melania,
yeah,
I got her sword, and I believe it is the 7th katana that I was told to locate. So
you,
I am
now have all the katanas.
I am as happy as a cat that got all the katanas. Yes,
a katana for every life, minus two.
Exactly. That's. I don't think we can stretch this metaphor any further. But
what's there 7 of? Days of the fucking week.
There we go. There we go. Different katana for every day of the week.
You have more katanas than underwear.
Yes, quite literally. As it goes. Do you know what? I've been playing this game for 200 hours and I haven't seen the character change his underwear once. So that's a fair point.
Shocking.
Doesn't bear thinking about. But yeah, her katana. Oh yeah, and of course the big thing about getting her katana is then you get her. You know, every weapon has its special move, and that's what's the big thing.
You don't have the aqua chicken.
I have the aqua chicken.
Holy mother of fuck.
Well, you see, you say that, but it's not as good when I do it. Nah. So that's a little bit disheartening and annoying. You know, I didn't spend a large part of my sanity trying to beat her, only to have a lackluster attack, but that is what has happened to me. So, you actually telegraph just as long as she does before you do it. You know, you hang in the air for about 3 seconds. So, if
and
you try it against
the enemy does have their volume on. I know what that pricks up to.
Yes, that's literally what happens. So if you try it against the boss like this, he just plucks you out of the air and kills you. So after all of that, it's a nice katana. It'll look nice on my shelf.
It was quite strange to hear you, I don't want to say talking fondly of Melania, but there was a hint of warmness there that I never would have expected.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm never going to try that again. And if there's a chance to fight her again in the new game or something, I will not be doing that. But, I mean...
But she's helped you grow into the samurai you are today.
Indeed she has. A little bit of a, you know, you learn from every battle. So, I mean, it's a nice sword. It's a useless sword. And I've got my little tactic that I like with the old blasphemous blade. I like it. It's, you know, for the
but
weapons
it's not a
that
katana.
Aren't katanas. It's not. Of the weapons that I use that aren't katanas, it's one of the only two. So that's it. But it is good. It has a good attack thing. It takes a good chunk out of people
whenever you use it.
So.
Mimic Tear back in action.
Yeah, again, it's specifically because this boss is vulnerable to that attack and power of the Blasphemous Blade. So if you use the Mimic Tear, he has the blade as well.
Ooh.
Plus, you have a couple of quick spells that actually help for once. I honestly, in all seriousness, I don't know how any of the magic people do it or what I guess you have to put your faith up or whatever, but no spell really does any damage for me because of my build.
Yeah, I'd imagine it scales the way your physical damage would with your strength or dex or whatever you use.
Yeah, they have faith and intelligence for your magic.
So they can probably do twice the damage you do from a quarter mile away.
Oh, so they're wimps. That's what you're saying. Yeah, they don't like to get
probably don't have to cheese, we'll not be looking down on anybody.
That is me.
Maxing
back
out your
in my
fucking
box.
Cheese stats.
If you can't hear me, it's because I am back in my box. The lid is on it. That's
good.
I'll be mumbled for the rest of the episode.
We should fucking coat you in wax and forget you in a fridge.
Sell me as a collector's edition of myself.
It's the only time you'd be considered mature. Will we get to the last audio note?
Yes, let's.
Yeah, I got him. He's dead. Hi. Killed him. Dead. I'm just a bit shocked. It's not... So he takes me like an hour, which I know sounds like a lot to normal humans, but compared to this game. I was breaking into his second phase every time. I had a great system, me and my mimic. So yes, shout out to the mimic. He helped me, and admittedly, the time I finally got him here was the time the mimic lasted the longest and we were able to work a good system. I'm kind of shocked and obviously nervous because that was kind of a hard fight, so we could only assume that from here on in. And what's this as well, my third boss in a row? Yeah, it's getting real. It's getting real.
Firstly, Godfrey, dead as fuck.
Well, we can only hope. I've killed him three times at this stage, so
could be back for
I
more.
Hope he could be. I have no idea.
The second point, feeling incredibly cheated by your lack of struggles, frustrations, and swearing.
Yeah, sorry. This one, I think, again, not to harp on about it, but once you've finally killed Melania, it keeps for a good week there. I'm zen. Even other things killing me doesn't even bother me. I'm just like, oh, right, that thing's killed me. Well, it had a right to do that, I guess. And that's fair. I'll just regroup and try something else. It's like I'm just... Are there... You know the way there's... Is it seven or nine stages of grief? Is there stages of fighting Melania? You know, and I'm through now. I'm through acceptance.
I suppose when you die 1,800 times, you just learn to deal with it.
It's quite a bit of grief, I will say, can you imagine how far I would have gotten this game if I didn't have any summons, if that wasn't a feature of the game? Because the answer's not very far. I think I'd still be in Leningrad trying to kill mushrooms or something.
The ashes do sound like they're doing a lot of heavy lifting here.
They help. Apart from anything else, they... And I know, you know, when you look online and I watch videos on YouTube and stuff, and there's purists who don't use them, like everything else, make it as hard as possible. The biggest thing they do, apart from anything else, is they distract the boss. They turn their back to deal with your summons, and so you get a couple of wee stabs in or can drink a flask or whatever it is you need to do. Snort some coke. You know, whatever it is that you do whenever your boss's back is turned. That was a great turn of phrase. I can't believe that worked. That was off the cuff too.
Forever looking for this clap on the back. But I'm afraid your cheesy tactics have devalued anything you could say in this episode.
I know.
Think before you act.
You're looking at me with even more contempt than usual.
Oh, I'd punch you if I could reach.
Yeah, this is Godfrey dead. So I wonder now, I genuinely don't know what's going to happen next. I've got a strong feeling that I'm at the end of the game, but I just wonder. I mean, I've killed now the first ever Elden Lord. I will be very disappointed if it turns out there's been 16 Elden Lords and I now have to kill them all in numerical order. But They wouldn't do that, would they?
They might. You've fought them how many times?
This is true. I think three, and I can't even be sure.
So you'd have to fight all 16 three times. Get the calculator out.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
So some people enjoy your progress through these games. I'm not one of those people.
That's been fair. You've been my harshest critic as well. You should.
I try. Very close to leaving us a one-star review, but I just can't bring myself round to it.
Not when you know how long it takes you to edit it.
So you've kind of made up for the drought over the last few episodes.
Yeah. What, the lack of killing? Yeah.
So you've killed what? 2.25 bosses this episode, you cheesy fuck.
Yes, I'm willing to take that. Two and a quarter bosses.
The quarter was far too kind. Skipping out to the fucking menu. That's a new low.
Skipped out on Gareth, your man's cousin, who guards the thing.
He deserved better.
He had lovely armor. I'll say that about him. He probably deserved
better. Did you get to keep it?
I think he did. Yeah, I did.
Rewarded for being a wankstain.
Yep.
Oh, you sicken me. Speaking of sickening me, shall we get to the next section of the show?
Yes, please.
Fucking
let's.
Feedback.
Woo!
Yes, normally I like to check in to see how you're feeling on, but given how long this section's going to be, I'm not even going to pretend.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm good. I'm good with everything. So, let's just do it, will we?
Let's dive into it. And if you have any feedback, please come along to at Filthy Ring on Twitter or email us at filthyring@gmail.com. Don't you fucking smirk at me, Filthy.
I just like when you have to do the official bit.
Put on your official head, please.
It doesn't shoot you. It doesn't say.
No, it really does not. I'm not in court. K. Botox, well-endowed champion of justice, John Cheatham starts us off this week. Hello, lovely chaps. That's a nice opener.
Got plural, so at least you're in there.
I'm involved. John thinks I'm a human. More questions for your good selves this week. Will Filthy be cashing in Millennia's soul to claim her katana as his prize for defeating her? Which, we've mentioned, you have done so.
I have done so. Yeah, I think God knows what I do and don't tell you these days because I've lost track of this game. I think I've mentioned that when you kill big bosses, you get to cash in a chip to get one of two prizes. And the katana was one of them.
A chip?
Yeah. There's a good chance it's not a chip. It's probably, I don't think it's a finger. I do not know. It's a funny little symbol. But yeah, you get one of two prizes. And yes, I cashed in for her katana before I...
Glad to hear.
I don't have an analogy.
He also wants to know, why were you singing dead as fuck to the tune of Baby Shark?
It was just it's the euphoria, it's the excitement. And I'm going to sit now and try and think of more three-syllable words that bring me joy.
Given the issues we had at the start of this show with copyright issues, could you fucking not?
Okay, that's fine. Although, I'm drawing a blank now.
Can't even think of three syllables.
Can't even
Filthy's brain. Dead as fuck.
Three syllables that bring me joy. That's the problem. I had ice cold pints. That's one.
You kind of stuck on that one, yeah?
Yeah, that's all I'm thinking about now. A nice ice cold pint. Yeah.
So thanks for that, John. After that, we have Captain J. Spaulding sending in support over Twitter. Although my advice was met with scorn and derision, congrats on finally beating Millennia. Can't wait till the mental breakdown that the final boss will bring. Well done, sir. I thought that was a nice message.
That was.
And he completely sidestepped his invitation onto the other podcast, which stings a little.
Ring stings? No. Does it ring sting a little?
The only podcast.
No, that's... Yeah, I know. It was Captain J. Spaulding who gave me the advice about the mimic tear, which I'd like to hope that... he can take comfort in the fact that I've now used the mimic tear to great success after deriding it.
Yes, I'm sure that will keep him warm at night.
I should hope so. It's a hearty thank you, sir. I shake you warmly by the hand. I'd also like to thank you for the threat of the final boss. It's not as if I haven't been terrified about that for weeks after finding out that Melania is optional. So, oh dear.
Carl Marx returns this week to congratulate you too. Hello, Filthy and Kevin. I did not know he knew Kevin.
Lovely bloke. Oh.
Fantastic man. beautiful artist. Your eventual triumph over foul capitalist millennia pleased me and my comrades, and shows the triumph of resilience and hard work over adversity. Be proud and celebrate your victory. I fear that your time playing this game may sadly be coming to an end, and we were wondering what you would consider playing next.
Well.
Sauce P. Karl Marx.
Excellent.
I don't know.
Sauce Piak.
Sauce Piak, don't you?
Karl Marx.
Full marks to Karl Marx for going the extra effort. That's a good point. Well, yeah, I think it is coming to an end. Jesus, there couldn't be any more of this. But
part one.
For the love of God. But yeah, I don't know. I will take advice and recommendations. Somebody mentioned to me the other day Bloodborne is good, especially because Sekiro might actually prove to be my final undoing. So I could do that. I don't know if there's any other franchises that people might like to see, but
generally, if I finished a game like this, because I'm foreshadowing, remember post-festival blues back when we could go to festivals?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to experience something similar when you finish this. There is going to be a void in your life.
Yeah.
And normally during that stage, people like palate cleansing games, something short and punchy and upbeat and something that doesn't kill you every 5 minutes.
So Final Fantasy VIII it is. Okay, fair enough.
Why VIII?
I don't know. Oh, here. I've never played a Final Fantasy. I've picked a number. I didn't even know there was 8 of them. So there you go.
Final Fantasy Stings.
Kind of a thick Fantasy Stings. Oh, dear. But
well, that's a scary thought. When you finish this game, we won't have our weekly chats. I'll miss that.
I know. You won't get to see me crying every week, which I know brightens you.
I'd certainly miss that.
Yeah. But yeah, whatever people think, I would be open to do this again. Although I would like to earmark just a little me time. I really, 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 really want to play the new Assassin's Creed when it comes out. And I feel like I've deserved that. But it won't be very interesting to listen to it because I know how to play those games, so.
Yes, you certainly need a break after all this heavy lifting.
After all of this hard work. But yeah, I could do Bloodborne, Sekiro.
You could do the traditional
Stardew Valley.
Dark Souls. We could go back to the farm. That'd be a nice palate cleanser.
Go back to the farm, that could be my other option.
Retire.
I was going to say retire undefeated, but that's just a bald lie, isn't it?
Yes, we'll certainly explore options. Yep. Quite all right.
Yeah, I know what's coming.
So thank you for that, Karl Marx. On next, Amos comes back. Amos comes back in with another fucking testament to the Bible. Yes, Filthy got to see this. I sent him the notes over before we started. And what did I complain about? 4 paragraphs last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amos is busy, man. He's good at this game. It's next level to me. It's terrifying.
Shall I begin?
Yes.
Hello, Filthy.
Hi.
May I start off in congratulating you on persevering and defeating millennia. I know firsthand how frustrating it can be when it feels like you're striking your head off a brick wall and making no progress. It was an excellent display, and I was overjoyed at your victory. Never thought I would be so pleased with Baby Shark being played in my car. I was taken aback by your disregard of the community's contributions regarding your build. I think you may still be fighting this boss without their aid. A sour note on an otherwise outstanding victory.
Oh, I like you, boss.
Fuck you. Speaking of contributions that are not given the credit deserved, even when it is begged for over social media platforms, I have had a whole Sunday to myself and was able to pour some time into Elden Ring, making some progress, which I will detail in full. When I last left you, I had just started my descent into Nokron, the Eternal City, and it possesses my favourite aesthetics of the game so far. Such a beautiful area. The only downside is, it makes the lack of a camera mode in this game stand out even more. I did indeed get naked for the Mimic Tear fight, running in circles as I had the menu up, trying to re-equip everything as I went. It was murder. Plain and simple. Once I got dressed again, the poor doppelganger didn't last 3 strikes. Also met and murdered the regal ancestor spirit and a pair of gargoyles. Returned the Fingerslayer blade to Rani and that pretty much wrapped up the Eternal City.
If you're playing along at home, I think Regal Ancestor Spirit is the big dead moose, just so you know.
Oh, dead moose.
Dead moose, remember
him?
The
fuck didn't he say that?
I know, dead moose.
I normally chastise you for interrupting during feedback, but fuck me, thank you.
I can take over if you want.
No, I'll not let him beat me. While I was there, I finally found a Somberstone 6, as I had a 7, 8, and 9 in my possession, just waiting to be used. The Winged Scythe is cutting with perfection, and just need to find a Somber Ancient Dragon Smithing Stone, fuck me, to complete it now. If anyone can point me in the direction of one, it would be greatly appreciated.
I'll just jump in again and just answer that. Yeah, the Somber Ancient Dragon Smithing Stone, which is its name, they don't crop up until much later in the game. If you're where in Nokron, you will not find one until another couple of areas. They don't pop them in until much later. Yeah, as you were.
Thank you. My adventures brought me up to the Altus Plateau and Mount Gelmir. Gelmir? I'm asking you, you fucking blatant mute.
I think it's Mount Doom. Could be wrong.
Where I spent a while exploring and failing to locate the Lava Manor. Fighting the full-grown Falling Star Beast was a challenge. What was worse, that afterward I realised there was a ledge from this location that would lead straight to the mansion. Instead, I met Raya again near the lift, who took me straight to the manor, and could have saved me a lot of exploring if she decided to appear earlier in my travels. At least I got a jar cannon for my troubles, a ridiculous weapon that I simply adore. I'm afraid my adventures at the manor are very brief, as I blitzed the area and defeated Riker in short order, locking off the quest to kill other Tarnished and never got to see Raya's true form.
Oh, that was Lizard Woman. He missed Lizard Woman. She's a lizard, mate.
She, just have to watch Tanith chew on a massive detached head.
I have no idea.
Ringing any bells?
I have no idea what that means. That's... Okay.
Just have to watch Tanith chew on a massive detached head. Definitely need to take my time here if I decide a new game plus. Getting to grips with a blasphemous blade.
Yeah.
What a nice tie-in. At the moment, as I believe it complements my faith build... Also added Lightning Spear to my arsenal, so my ranged fighting ability has improved too.
Fair enough. I just didn't bother with any of that stuff, as was well documented. But I do reckon the Blasphemous Blade is, as I say, I only use two weapons that aren't katanas, and that's one of them, so fair play.
After that, I cleared out a few enemies from the map that were giving me issues. Tree Spirits, Rot Dragons, and any bosses I was saving until later. I haven't met anything that can't be cut down by myself and a mimic tier with powerful wing scythes. Golden seeds falling out of my arse by this stage.
See a doctor about
continued that. Rani's quest, which took me down to Lake Ainsel?
Lake Ainsley Harriet? No idea. I think it's another purple place.
Nice.
They're all purple, yeah.
Where I found a Rani Funko Pop that I could talk to and murdered everything that got in my way down here. Including what looked like an invader form of Blaith, is that Welsh?
Wolfman, no idea. He was a big wolfman. He's in all the artwork, you might have seen him before. Yeah.
Like an invader form of wolfman. And said a sad farewell with a key. This key gained me a ring from the chest back in the academy boss fight room with Rinala, Queen of the Full Moon.
Voldemort's sister.
Lake Rot was next afterwards, which is just as enjoyable as the name would lead you to believe. I found an incredibly sweet mushroom hat. Eventually, this led to a battle against Astel, Natural Born of the Void.
I've definitely mentioned that. I can't remember what I called it, because I think it was the weird thing that I couldn't really describe, oddly, as you might imagine.
Astel, Natural Born of the Void, which also got torn apart by my mimic and I.
I definitely told you about somebody of the void. Definitely, yep.
I'm sorry. I don't keep track of what you tell me well enough, Filthy. I can only apologise for that. Whew. Also stumbled across Tich?
My guy, I don't know how you pronounce it. Yep.
And added them to my collection of ashes. I believe you used them in the previous episode too.
Oh yeah.
Another dragon and a few enemies to battle in this area. After all that, I was reunited with what seemed like a dead Rani, but I placed the Dark Moon Ring on her finger, and I guess I have a witchy Welsh waifu now. Lucky me. Got the Dark Moon Greatsword, which is also a great nod. Yeah, Moonlight Swords crop up in other FromSoft games.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I have done all that stuff, the Rani stuff. I remember putting that little ring on her finger. If I like her, so I should have put a ring on it. If you like it, so that's the copyright again. I should probably leave that out.
Not even a banjo. Do not get up and get your banjo. Returning to the plateau, saw me taking care of those two tree sentinels that were causing me issues earlier and were reduced to masses of ashes.
Nice.
Then broke into Lindell, Royal Capital, and killed everything in my path once again. Godfrey's golden shades did not cause too much bother, and Morgott's cutscene lasted longer than his fight did. All in all, a pretty productive week. A door of thorns prevents me from getting to the Erd Tree, so I believe the Land of Giants is next up on my mission to cleave everything in half with my winged scythe. He also closes out with the following note. Reading aloud is a skill that can be improved with practice. And a focus on breathing, anyone that considers themselves a podcaster should be adept at this. Amos. Thanks, Amos.
I love your narrative style, personally speaking.
His or mine?
Yours? Oh, yours.
Oh, why thank you. You're too kind.
Hey, well, I'd just like to point out that, yeah, Godfrey's mentioned there. That's the time I said he was gold.
Yes, what was it? Godfrey's golden shade.
Yep. And then Morgott, another murmur noise. You know, Meredith, Morgott.
So that Royal Capital is where you fought it last time?
Yes, apparently it was. Who knew? I didn't. So, yeah. There we go.
So have you anything to say back to that wall of text?
It's just terrifying how quickly you can do those. Like, I've spent days in those various areas. And then it's just like, oh, yeah, did that area. And then I just happen to nip into the Lake of Rot and do that area too. Lake of Rot was a pain in the arse. Very unpleasant. Might go back to it at some point, but not for a holiday.
Try and find this fucking mushroom hat.
I know. That's piqued my interest, I will say that much. I don't have a mushroom hat, and maybe that's where I'm going wrong.
Yeah, Mose. Well, anything to say to him, Filthy, seeing as you're the nice one?
I'd say keep up the good work, but he clearly is. It's a terrifying catalogue of achievements, really.
And would you tell him to cut down his feedback in any way at all?
Oh no, if anything it should be longer. I want to
So thank you, Vaminos. It is impressive that I think that email was longer than all the show notes put together.
It possibly was. We do like brevity.
Well, to finish off the feedback session, we have the incredibly sweet Gadget, who thankfully keeps it short and sweet. Evening, fuckers. Congratulations, Phil, for beating Millennia. She is undoubtedly the hardest boss in the game. She took me well over 100 attempts to beat, so I was cheering you on all the way, while also laughing and enjoying your despair. As you're approaching the final stretch of the game, have you spent any time reflecting on your journey so far? What have you learned about yourself or non-Assassin's Creed games in this time?
Would you like me to reply? Right to reply?
Oh, do. I'm just taking breaks wherever I can fucking get them now.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think what you'd have to say about this game is, and I think this is a subject close to Gadget's heart, is that it's like a game extension version of like Dungeons and Dragons, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When you compare it to a normal game like Assassin's Creed, because of all this worrying about your stats and there being different decisions about how you deal with things. I mean, I've described how I've beaten different bosses, but even by the fact that there are magic players out there, faith players, means that, you know, there's 40 different ways to do everything. So I'm just very, it's just mad that this world exists. honestly, I was chatting to somebody in my work the other day and mentioned the podcast, you know, shameless plug, and I mentioned it.
Name drop.
Yeah, I mentioned it to a room. I said, "Oh, I do a podcast, and even about this game." And obviously, nobody got what I was talking about except one bloke who immediately asked me, "Oh, have you fought Melania yet, or are you just going to skip that and do the main storyline?" So it is. It's crazy that it's out there. Love it.
And lastly, bravo, Christopher, for having the single funniest reaction to anything last week. It's nice to be reminded that underneath all of the hate, there's a bit of a human. Till next time, Gadget.
Oh.
Yeah, 70-odd episodes of What the Fuck Do You Want, and I have never broke down and laughed like that.
See?
But then again, the guests I get in that show aren't normally as funny as Filthy, so, you know, maybe they should step up their fucking game.
I know, you can only work with the material you've got, mate. That's what I feel sorry about, yeah.
Can't make bricks out of shit.
Only that, who did I fought? Somebody, a shit muncher or something a while ago, didn't I?
Dung eater?
That was him. Yeah, he could. That's about
it. Big bag of shit with a knife and dung eater.
Yep. A lot of scatological humour in this game. Love it.
So very mature. Have you anything to say at this point in time?
No, just... I think I'm coming to the end. I'll keep you all posted as I do. Yeah, maybe after I've finished I can leave the house, reflect on everything I've learned and apply it to my everyday life. That's where I'm at.
Oh, Christ. We are going to have an off-air chat about what to do after.
We generally are.
You're going to have the void of Elden Ring from your life, but I'm going to have a filthy-shaped hole in mine.
There you go. Big filthy hole for you.
Filthy, filthy hole. So, if you would like to leave any feedback, you can head over to @filthyring on Twitter or email filthyring@gmail.com. All links can be found in the episode show notes, or you can visit shows.acast.com/PERS for links and various hosting services. Okay, just sit there in silence, I don't care.
Yeah, sorry, I just like hearing you do your thing. It's lovely. Yep.
Oh, thanks.
You did all of that. And I'll full disclosure, while you were doing that, all my brain was doing was going, Elden Ring, Elden Ring. So there you go. It can be done with anything. As long as it's three syllables.
Do you think you can do a cover of that tequila song, but with katana?
Oh, that could be a go. Yeah, it makes me happy. Because katanas, they're killing. I don't know.
Meum.
Yeah, there we go. Yep, feeling fine.
We're supposed to be adults.
I know. We need to have a long, hard look at ourselves.
People have podcasts that talk about politics.
Oh.
Social issues.
Mental health. You know, all good stuff.
We've got a big bag of shite with a knife. Oh, I love that. So, no closing thoughts?
No. No thoughts at all at this stage.
Yeah, you seem quite tapped out. I don't want to throw you under the bus. It's almost like you read out all the fucking feedback.
It's all aimed at me, you see. I have to digest it all. It's not not easy being me coming on here and having opinions.
You reflect over Amos's fucking email afterwards.
Indeed I do. Just where I've went wrong time and time again in this game.
He did all this on a Sunday.
He did. Fuck me, that's right. Jesus. Oh, I've just realised that reading back. Fucking hell. I suck.
So, thanks everybody for listening in. Filthy, you were mentioning our lack of 5-star reviews.
I was just saying that. I think that if you've enjoyed even a little bit, or if you haven't, you should go to Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts and just knock a wee 5-star on there. It helps with things like, ratings and, you know, searches and things like that.
Yes, tell all your friends. But if you play Elden Ring, you probably don't have any friends. Why don't we have any 5-star reviews?
I know. Why does nobody like us?
And that was a complete lie, because apparently we do have one 5-star review.
Oh, that was me. That was me. Don't worry. Yeah.
On Apple.
Oh, no, not on Apple. Oh, wow. Somebody on Apple likes us. A rich person likes us. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, fuck. I was getting worried there. Hot Ron 101. Say, oh, this is going to be Viagra. One man's confusing journey. The premise is someone who's never played a Souls game, giving it their best shot. The outcome is a glorious confused mess of misremembered names, locations, and items. And it couldn't be better. Laugh out loud funny, but also rewarding when your man finally defeats that boss, or figure out what the hell he's supposed to be doing. Would highly recommend.
That's amazing. Oh, that's made
although
my night.
That was back in July. Maybe the show was better back then.
It probably was before I found Melania.
So yes, thanks for that, Hot Ron 101, if you're still listening.
Yep.
And apologies, we missed that earlier. We did not get an update from Apple to say we had a review.
It's not been the same since Steve Jobs died. Rubbish.
I bet he would have loved a ring sting.
Oh, on that bombshell.
Yes. Dear listener, dear Filthy, until our paths cross again, we live, we learn.
God help us all.
Vinegar in that at all.
I know.
Fucking phoning it in.
It's a long one.
Half of it was fucking Amos. Oh, wait. 10 seconds of silence, please.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.